Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm going to start you with this, Ed. Adam Schefter last night on ESPN talked about the draft, which is going to go on as scheduled here. Roger Goodell telling GMs and everyone else really to be quiet about it from a league standpoint. The draft is going to happen as scheduled. Schefter says the draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from the NFL, frankly. They are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets. What do you think of that comment, Ed? And what do you think of the NFL moving ahead as scheduled?
Well, I don't know that I'm seeing carnage in the streets. This is unprecedented thing we're going through. And, many businesses have shut down. But I don't see why this draft can't be held. Has anybody said the football season is going to be canceled yet? I mean, it could be affected. But if it's not going to be canceled, they have to prepare for it to be played. And the draft isn't putting anyone at risk that I know of, Joe. So just go ahead and have it, get it out of the way, and then let's see what happens.
Ron?
Ed, that's my viewpoint as well. If it was putting people in risk, I would look at it a little bit differently. But I think the country's going to be ready for it, at least some sort of diversion as we, get towards the end of this month. And I personally think it's a good thing. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But my feeling is it's okay to go forward as long as nobody is at risk.
Yeah, it's understandable to me. I mean, understandable to everyone why there's no games being played. They couldn't be played. But this is something that can be held. And, Ron, I'm not necessarily looking at it as a diversion for the country, although it would be, I guess, for parts of it, as it is just get that business done and get it out of the way. There's all kinds of business decisions being made all across this company, not all across this country, all across the world. They're not being broadcast on TV, but there are still stuff being broadcast on TV as well. Talk shows, people doing from home, news events. And I just don't know why this can't go on. FDR back in World War II, a whole different set of circumstances, but he encouraged baseball to keep playing as a diversion for the public. And they played with, a bunch of guys that shouldn't have been playing, including a one-armed guy, who I think was from the Scranton area. And I just don't see a problem. Again, it's not putting anybody at risk, I don't think.
Yeah, I tend to agree with both of you on that one, although I don't know if it's putting people at risk. It still has to be a television show, which means a whole bunch of people have to be at work putting it on. I don't know if that involves people in close quarters in a truck or people on site, wherever they're going to televise. I imagine there's a central location where they're going to, it's a television show, basically. So I don't know how that works and if people will unnecessarily be put at risk. I honestly don't know what the mechanics of a telecast that way. Ed, I'm not sure, but, I would never think that the NFL is doing something altruistic here for the benefit of the people, but I also don't think, without that knowledge anyway, I don't think they should be ripped for this just move ahead and get it done.
Yeah, they're an easy target right now, Joe. I think because all the other sports have shut down, but all the other sports were playing games. I mean, hockey, basketball, baseball was starting, soccer. You know, football was really the only one. I see they just, in Australia, they ordered Australian rules football to shut down finally. People were actually betting on that in local casinos. But, you know, they're not playing games, and they, you know, they're not going to the facilities, and the draft, I assume, is going to be, you know, there won't be media. I know we are not going to gather down at the Steelers like we normally would.
Ed, I guess it was business as usual yesterday. The owners, you know, rubber stamping the 17 games or the extra playoff teams. Do you like the format? Do you like extra playoff teams? Do you think it was well enough, good enough as it was? Where do you come down on that?
I'm in the middle, Ron. I think it waters things down. I forever have kind of made fun of hockey and basketball for having more than half of their teams in the playoffs. I don't like the NCAA tournament. I guess maybe I'm one of the few. I would go back to 16 games if it were me. But, you know, I think the fans generally going to like it. Do I like a 17th game? I don't really care. The players voted for it. They're the ones who were arguing against it because of safety reasons. But, you know, when they dangle the money in front of them, and they went for it. So, they have it, and I'm fine with that. My business is covering football. There's more football, there's more to do.
Talking to our friend Ed Bouchette on the Hall and Capitis fan hotline. And Ed, Ron, and I went through an all-time draft the other day, the best player the Steelers have taken in every single round all time. And the second round, we're still in a dispute here. I take Lambert, he takes Ham. Who do you take in the Lambert-Ham argument?
I'm going to say it's a tie. How's that, Joe? I'm weaseling out on that one. I know it wasn't Linus Sweed, I can say that.
Well, Ron, he completely, what did he do there?
I know Ed has never been one to be shy for an opinion. I'm a little bit surprised he's not answering that.
I'm sorry. Those are two guys. Those two guys, I don't know how you separate. Ham was the perfect outside linebacker in a 4-3 defense during those days. Never missed a tackle, I don't think. Could cover. And Lambert was just, he was almost like a bigger figure than he really was. I mean, he was a great player, but I mean, people idolized him, I think, more probably than any other player. You could maybe put Joe Green and Troy Polamalu in there, but man, Lambert was a favorite.
Ron, go ahead.
Okay, Ed. The draft is coming up. Have you done your mock draft yet?
It's bad enough when I don't do mock drafts when they have a first-round pick run. I certainly am not going to do one when they have a second, but my bet would be they grab a running back. I like the Stewart kid from Wisconsin, but there's like four or five running backs. One of them should be there, and I think they really need one for a lot of reasons. You know, we all know that James Conner, first of all, he only has 1 year left on his contract. Is he going to stay healthy, and what do they have behind him? I think they need a guy who can go in and pound it and take the pressure off a 38-year-old quarterback coming off an elbow injury. And I think a big running game could help that. And I think that may be why they signed the fullback as well.
No, I don't know why you're hesitant to do a mock draft. You had everyone right for, what, 17 years in a row? Is that what it was?
At least 17, Ron, yeah. It was maybe 18.
Ed, I got a question this week in my intergalactically read mailbag, and it was on old school board games, sports board games before video games came along. One of them, this guy played All-Star Baseball. One of them for me was APBA, A-P-B-A, Stratomatic. How about you growing up wherever you grew up? Where'd you grow up? Boston? Right outside Boston, right?
We moved when I was seven, so I grew up in a little town called Cornwall, Pennsylvania, in Lebanon County, Joe. And I will tell you, when I wasn't outside throwing a rubber ball against the wall for hours by myself, I had this card game that had, you flipped it over and it said double. You flipped it over, it said out. You flipped it over, it said strikeout. You flipped it over, it said home run. I would play that game for hours, keep score for two teams, write it all down. That was my my go-to game.
I played Apple Baseball. I remember that.
Was that before Apple computers, Ron?
Yeah, there weren't computers back in those days, I can tell you.
Can you imagine a card game? You just sit there at the table flipping over these cards, and I got enjoyment out of it. I don't know. Whatever. I was usually outside, though, Joe, when it was nice, playing basketball, running around, shooting my BB gun, whatever it was.
Didn't your mother always tell you to be careful with that BB gun? You could put somebody's eye out.
I actually did put a few eyes out.
Oh, that's great.
No, I'm kidding. I was a responsible BB gun shooter.
Joe?
Yes, Ron. How are you today?
Ed, I don't know when this Eric Ebron...
We're having delays here, Ed.
I know. It has a real flow to it.
Game official, is it a good move from your standpoint? And certainly gives them some draft flexibility, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, Ron. I didn't hear the beginning of that. I was laughing too hard.
I said the Ebron signing is official. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was good. I mean, he's a little chancy because what happened last year in Indianapolis, but he was really good the year before. Top 10 pick. I think the culture is a little different with the Steelers. They certainly have a better quarterback, good offensive line, despite what some people might still think. I think he's going to be a good fit, and he's got another tight end on that team that, you know, Vance comes through the way he did 2 years ago. That's going to be a good combination, I think.
So as we sit here today, Ed, and you look at the Steelers roster, what would be your biggest concern about this team as they head into the draft? Where do you see a hole or two?
Well, I'd say running back, Joe, but I think they're going to get one in the draft. Really, I don't see big holes. I see depth holes, especially at linebacker inside and out. They have no depth either spot, none. Maybe they're counting on Ola, Adeniyi at outside, somebody in, you know, Ulysses on the inside. I don't know. They're young guys who haven't done it. But they don't have depth at either spot.
Guys, and if something happens either to Butter or T.J. Watt, they have nothing, basically, right? I mean, I know that's what you're saying,
right?
Lack
now.
Of depth. They have nobody.
Nope. But, you know, hey, Ron, we've seen this. It can change. Somebody can cut loose a veteran. Some young guy can come along. Who knows? I mean, who saw Joe Hayden coming in that year? I don't know. Those guys don't grow on trees, though, those outside linebackers. I think finding an inside guy might be a little easier, but, they are thin there.
Ed, you're a wonderful man. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
I hope to still be here, fellas.
See you, Ed.
Take care.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.